Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you hanging with us one more time. We can keep saying one more time, right?
Absolutely.
Until there's no more.
Hey, we've been.
But you know what?
We're having a good run, which is awesome. Thanks for hanging with us and making our run good. And we got a lot of cool stuff coming up today. We're talking about Henry Repeating Arms moving locally. That's a big story. Also, Alumacraft Boats has been sold. That's another big story coming up. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Guys.
Yeah, it's always good to be seen.
Ava?
Hanging out.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Hanging out in, welcome to the up and down, and we like to comment on weather, but this has been crazy. I mean, this week, the weather's overnights are 20s, and I mean, can't we ever get out of this?
I hope so.
I do too.
I mean, spring's supposed to be here.
I know. Well, and the funny part is normally when you have a big snow melt, it would be great. Which delays the river from flooding. Right about now, I'd really like to see more water coming than...
Be careful what you wish for, because last June was crazy.
Well, in the northern part of the state, last week got a big dump of snow, and so that was good.
Yeah, it's been pretty fast.
We do need the pre-sip.
Yeah, because fall was dry, and it's going to a lot of it... is going to be absorbed into the soil, which is fine, but we need water. It definitely is going to be an important aspect to help the spawn be much more successful. Backwaters are real important for that, so get those fish in the backwaters to do that kind of thing. So have you acclimated from your jaunt?
Oh, yes.
I mean, we gave you a lot of crap last week.
But yeah, well back. Ready to roll.
Right, Don.
Yep.
Hey, so where's your first trip going to be fishing?
Canada.
What?
Well, not my first trip, but my first
I'll
probably be fishing in the river before I go to Canada.
And when are you going to go? That's open.
I'm actually leaving end of May.
No. When are you going to go on the river?
As soon as I get my boat ready.
Shakedown cruise, right?
Yep.
Make sure everything works?
Yep. Yeah, last year I waited till I backed it in up in Canada and prayed.
Okay, folks, that's what you do not want to do.
Yeah.
No, that's the absolute antithesis of what you will do and should do with your boat.
Yes.
Drive all the way to Canada, not knowing.
Well, I did check to see if the motor turned over before I left, but
turned over.
Yeah. Well, I knew I had power, so I was good. I was golden. But I don't recommend that method. No, I was really tied up and busy last year, so I will be much better prepared this year.
We certainly hope so.
Yeah.
I know, that's exactly it.
Well, we talked about it last week when we're supposed to take Ava out fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, don't feel alone here. I've been like in his boat once, you know.
Sure.
10 years.
See, that's, well, and we've been doing this show for ever, and we haven't gone fishing.
No, we haven't. And but let's back up a second here. Don and I have gone on two or three trips to International Falls or up in the area on cab, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've been on trips together.
Now, I would say, not that I'm going to brag, but I would say that generally I did pretty good. I think I caught a limit every single time I went out. You had the opportunity to hang with me literally right inside my boat, right next to me, and we could literally converse. But what does Don do? He doesn't want to fish where we're fishing. So he goes off on his own.
Oh, well.
So I'm in a Volkswagen, and he's in a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
There is the point where I said, this is where I'm going on the map. If we get 10 minutes more of fishing, then we get 10 minutes more to fish.
Yeah.
But we're still going to the same place.
And you don't
place.
Wait for it either.
Well, why would I? I got fish. I got places to go, fish to catch,
see
things to do.
Against.
You know, you got to remember. And so many people say that. And this, I have to say this because it's an important understanding when you're buying a boat. Somebody says, "Well, I don't need to go that fast." No, it's your type of fishing. Then go that way. Don, you run a tiller boat. It's a 90. It's a great boat. No question about it. It works fantastic.
It's my boat. It's what I want. Yeah.
Right. So. In the cold and wet, it's miserable because when you're driving, if it's rough, you're going to get spray all over the place, and that's just the way it is. You know that going in, but you like to fish in a tiller boat, okay? The point is, no matter what boat you buy, if you buy a boat that's an 18-foot boat, it's rated for a 150. If you put a 115 on it, you're going to have significantly different speeds. You're going to go from about a 45-mile-an-hour or 48-mile-an-hour boat to a mid-30s boat, maybe 40. So when it comes down to it, if you buy a boat, max the horsepower out. Now is the buying season.
I wonder what his point is.
I'm going, can you give me grief about having...
He's got 2 minutes to get there.
You're giving me grief about the boat and the Lamborghini thing. It's a matter of if you have the opportunity to go to a spot, you know where you're going, and you can maximize it, you may gain 15 or 20 minutes fishing both directions. You get another 40 minutes. Do you ever have enough time to go fishing, Don?
You know how many times?
Answer the question. Do you ever have enough time to go fishing?
There's only so
you
many
never days. Have enough time to go fishing is the answer.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Plenty of time.
No, you don't, because you don't spend that time. When you're on the water, maximize the time with your line in the water, because you can't catch it when you're, what? Yep, trying to get to your spot. You're not fishing. See? Plain and simple.
I enjoy the boat ride.
Understand. The people in the boat with you don't. They want to drop the line in the water. That's how that works. Oh, I love it. I love it. It's, you know, Don, having you back in studio is so nice.
Never allowed to leave again. You leave me alone with him. You realize this, right?
Hey, we get our shows done quick, don't we?
We
knock
sure
them out.
Sure do.
Yep, absolutely. Speaking of knocking it out, we are ready to knock this out of the park. We're going to jump into the next part of the show. Stay tuned. Hang in there. We will be right back.